Records show the ferry La Tuya lost 2,000 gallons of fuel when it went aground near Metlakatla last month. A smaller sheen was spotted by environmental and recovery staff, but a later check of logs and tank soundings showed the larger amount missing. The Coast Guard says the fuel could have spilled through a vent when the ship listed. It says high winds and rough weather could have caused the diesel to dissipate quickly. State spokesman Roger Wetherill says people at the scene did not see or smell that much fuel. He says another possibility is a paperwork error.
We are conducting an internal investigation to ensure that our record keeping is up to par. If not, we'll have to look at other possible angles as to what might have happened to the fuel. And we're looking at the possibility of some sort of problem that arose with managing the amount of fuel that was in there, knowing what was there.
The ferry grounded on Scrub Island after high winds broke it free from the Metlakatla ferry terminal. No one was on board at the time. Ferry officials are also looking into why the ship came loose. The grounding left a hole in the La Tuya's hull and damage to cooling equipment. Wetherill says repairs will begin soon.
Well, the La Tuya right now remains in Ketchikan at the Alaska Ship and Dry Dock facility. We intend to put it up on the dry dock blocks this weekend alongside the fair weather and begin addressing some of the mechanical repairs that are going to be necessary.
The La Tuya sailed from Metlakatla to Ketchikan 5 days a week. The Stikine, owned by the Inter-Island Ferry Authority, is covering the route until repairs are completed. Wetherill says the La Tuya should be back in service by the end of February.